Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous in the UK. He didn't give me a topic, so with it I want to cover the story of a Brazilian male model named Arthur or Urso. Last year he was married to 9 women, and wanted to marry more of them. But he first needed to get divorced with 4 of them because they wanted out. He says the reason they want to part ways is because of his inability to keep his relationships afloat. You think? He married all 9 women on a bid to celebrate free love and protest monogamy. One of the 9 also left him before the 4 filed for divorce, so he was technically only down to 4. Incels eat your heart out. Polygamy is banned in Brazil, so all of the other wives besides his first one, Luana Kazaki, don't have any legal standing. So technically his divorces won't have any legal standing either, so they can't take him to the cleaners. He's fairly wealthy and makes £50,000 a month from his OnlyFans accounts, and also has an Instagram account where he posts photos and videos of his wives. More recently, in April of 2023, he's down to 6 wives, and now he's struggling to figure out who he should actually conceive his first baby with. In the end, he only divorced 3 of them. He says he wants to have a child with all of them so that none of them get upset. That, of course, will put him on the hook for child support. They're all in their 20s except Olinda. She's 51, so her eggs are already rotten. He's also decided to go the surrogacy route and plans to get his first wife, Luana's eggs, for implantation. I couldn't really find any information about this guy, but I'm sharing the story to show everyone that it's becoming increasingly popular for multiple women to share one man. Just like on social media, very few people are getting the likes now, it's spilling over into real life, where very few people are getting all the action. This is the future, and recently in America, in New York State, they legalized plural marriage. You're going to see more of this in America, as well as with millionaires having multiple wives and breeding them like broodmares, while an army of simps and incels waits outside their gates for scraps of giners. In Japan, the woman that coined the term herbivore man also thinks the future is about one man and multiple women. I've spoken before that will be unsustainable and impossible because there aren't enough men making enough money to support all those kids. There aren't enough millionaire gigachats to do so. So that's why I think that feminists are going to push for a child tax, that every man has to pay so the state can support all mothers out there, even if they have kids with Chad. That'll probably be their last attempt to keep the birth rates up, but that won't work. Giving women the freedom to pursue their careers means they aren't financially dependent on men anymore, and would rather wait for the so-called right man that they can share instead of clinging to some simp. Besides, for many men, marriage has become a nightmare, and they would rather not do it. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now being married to 9 women would be an absolute nightmare clown world show. But that doesn't mean that having a marriage or even relationship with only one of them is easy. Recently, someone posted a comment about how marriage in India sounds like a nightmare. Some random guy said this about it, and I quote, "Trust me, buddy, finding an Indian woman, that would be the worst decision of your life. If you break up with a girl in India, you could be booked under a law called rape on promise of marriage. The wife can lay claim to 50% of all your assets, including historical and inheritance, on day 1 of the marriage. Your wife is protected under domestic violence laws, and the husband is not. Only a wife can claim alimony, a man cannot. Divorce cannot be granted until the wife agrees. Some men have got their divorce 20 years after they filed for it. If you think it's bad in Western countries, good luck finding a wife in India." Unquote. I had no idea how gynocentric the laws were in that country. No wonder Indian men are escaping to Canada and dating white women. I guess that the geomaxing passport bros are too full of cope if they think they can find some Indian auntie to rock their world. As for polygamy, it's also being promoted with things like polyamorous relationships and stories with guys like Arthur Urso in Brazil. It'll become more popular, but it's not going to save civilization. Even if future feminist governments force single men and all men in general to pay a massive extra tax to raise children that aren't theirs, those guys will stop producing, and the social welfare state will collapse. I must admit I've been having mixed feelings lately of the impending population crash that's incoming. On one hand, it's going to be tragic to see our civilization decline. But on the other hand, we will have more resources left for the people that remain in the form of energy and food. Plus, we won't trash the environment either. The fish and wildlife will come roaring back. I also don't mind cities shrinking in size because it's going to be mostly boring and bland suburbs that'll be abandoned and demolished. City centers where most of the great architecture is will remain. I understand the need for that to happen, I just fear that we will overshoot on the downside because technology will keep doing most of the farming, and as a result the re-ruralization of the human species won't happen well until we're below pre-industrial levels. On the other side of things, I think we can have our cake and eat it too. That we can have a complex society where AI does 80 to 90% of the thinking and work for us, so it can substitute all of that human labor without having to eat up the resources it takes to feed, clothe, and house humans that do all those jobs. That's something that a lot of people aren't thinking of. The amount of energy invested over 20 or 30 years to make a human being into a productive adult. With AI, all you have to do is program some code, and it's productive almost immediately. Writing reports that no one will read except another AI, and creating music and editing videos for human consumption. Now going off on a bit of a tangent, exploring the idea of conspiracy theories, imagine if the elites really did see middle and lower class human beings as their cattle. AI would represent technology that would make most of the human herd obsolete. The only trick would be to get humans to willingly stop reproducing themselves into oblivion. One way to do that would be to push urbanism, the pill, and feminism. Cram everyone into cities like it's a rat utopia experiment, and watch the populations drop to zero. That's what my gut tells me. Funny enough, most of the rural areas in the West have higher fertility rates than the cities, and they're places that mostly immigrants never go to. It's as if the country is being conserved for future generations, while the big cities are intentionally seeing their populations implode. A lot of people will see this as a situation where our species is in decline. I prefer to see it as hopeful as we keep the best architecture and ideas using technology to replace the majority of the workforce. More like woke force in this modern day and age. What's also possible is that as technology becomes more advanced, we might find that the cost of living actually goes down dramatically. But the powers that be don't want that because inflation is their friend, and the easiest way for them to pick our pockets and devalue our savings. Technological deflation will only really benefit them. They will be able to keep raising prices while lowering the cost of labor for themselves, because there'll be more of us competing for ever scarcer jobs. That'll keep us too busy trying to eke out more than a meager existence to stand up to the system that they're implementing. For whatever reason, I think that life is going to get a lot tougher over the next few decades. People are saying that the best time to have grown up is in the 80s and 90s, before the internet and social media, when the world was a lot less complicated and perverse of a place. Back in a time when if you had 9 wives, guys in white coats would come after you with dog catcher's nets and put you in a room with padded walls and a straitjacket. People never would have put up with that debauchery that we have today. Just imagine what things will be like in another 20 years, when no one has any kids anymore, and there's no one left to take care of the old people, and what younger people still remain are going nuts. In the mouse utopia experiments, the mice started hurting themselves, and that's kind of what getting a tattoo is all about. Inflicting self-harm on your own body, while at the same time glorifying it as creative. Occasionally when I go on Tinder, I see women in their 30s and 40s around here, and they're now covered in tattoos. And many of the women in their 20s have 50% plus of their bodies covered. I know I'm going off on a bunch of random topics, and I guess I'm using my audience today as an emotional tampon for all the stuff that really bothers me, that I don't see a solution to. Most guys are solutions-oriented, but sometimes you have to say there is no answer and make peace with it. But again, enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous from the UK for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic and my subsequent rant. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that I wouldn't smash a woman covered in tacky tattoos, even if you paid me. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that hoard all the women for themselves thinking that they've won some sort of prize, when in reality they're just torturing themselves away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.